This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
The premier of the province, that is Dr. Popiora Matuba, addressed the Great North Transport beneficiaries following their march on Tuesday, calling on them to submit a list with their identity and contact details so that they can be paid their overdue benefits. The premier went to meet with the beneficiaries who were still gathered outside the office of the premier in Polokwane for a planned night vigil in the early evening, explaining that there is a willingness to assist them. Former and current employees are demanding a payment of their pension funds at the government-owned bus company, and some of them have been demanding them for years. Meanwhile, Great North Transport says as much as it appreciates constant interaction or contact with the media, it is however concerned about addressing or responding to the same issues over and over again, and that it will once more address this matter. So let's look at this. And so there's a statement from Great North Transport that addresses these, and perhaps it indicates issues that have been traversed around before. We're speaking to Mr. Leo Gama there. Mr. Gama, good evening and welcome.
Hi, good evening, Gamla. How are you doing?
Very good, very good. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
So I see that at one point you speak about having addressed some of these matters, but let me start from the engagement that took place. It must have been yesterday, and the Premier speaking and so on. Talk to us about that and your understanding of what the grievances are and how they are being handled here.
Well, firstly, Gamla, I think that we want to state categorically that as Great North Transport, we are committed to ensure that this process comes to its finality or comes to an end. As you may have seen yesterday, yes, that night vigil took place, and I can confirm, of course, that yes, the Premier did address, you know, the members who were actually there. However, we want to put it on record that when this process started, there was about 1,163 claims, you know, that were not paid. And after that, you know, we then took a decision as Great North Transport that we need to go out there and try to trace or find out, you know, where are these people, in fact, the people that are not being paid, or the people that actually claim that they have not been paid. So immediately after that, once we embark on that exercise, we then found about 991 that we then processed their claims. And then as we speak today, 991 members, their pension payout has been, in fact, finalized. And then immediately after that, then we realized that there's a balance of about 172. And that 172, we did the same process, embark on a tracing process, whereby then we find out we found about 45 that currently we are actually processing. So it's not like G&T is not doing anything about this. We are working very hard, in fact, to ensure that this process comes to an end. As much as that we have indicated in the past, yes, we'll continue to address this problem until everybody's satisfied.
Okay. So your sense is these matters that are being raised, they've been raised before and they're receiving attention.
Why are we saying this, Ngamla, is that the story broke out two years ago. And the same questions are actually coming to G&T to say, what is happening, G&T? Are you actually working around the clock to ensure this process has come to an end? Exactly, that is what we're doing. Mm. We can't let our members, you know, because remember, these are the people that were at some point or some stage at the employee of Great North Transport, and we need to be concerned about what is happening around them. Hence, then we took that decision that there's no way we can sit back. Let's investigate. Let's find out what is really going on. And then we trace these people. Because, look, Gamla, to be honest with you, it's not an easy process. Because remember, some are not here anymore. You know, they've got their children that actually come forth and said, no, my father worked for Great North Transport. Therefore, I want benefits, you know, for my father. And we need to go back and try to trace these people. Where are they? Mm. What happened? You know, records must give us that information. Then we then say, okay, because remember, this is a scheme. You know, it's a pension out scheme. And then we go to the scheme and say, no, these are the members that we've traced, and please process their claims.
Yes. Is there a sense, at least from the beneficiaries, that maybe the reason they keep coming is the time it's taking to resolve some
of these
matters?
Yes, of course. Look, 1,163 members. It's not a child's play. You know, you can't just be deal with that tomorrow and finalize the process as soon as possible. No, you've got to go to records. I mean, there are records. You've got to go through certain processes. Remember also, we had a problem of, like, finding people where the banks, they've closed their accounts. So those are the things that you've got to go and look at. The revenue services, you know, SAS, we've got SAS that we need to actually verify certain information. So it's not like something that you can wake up in the morning and then you deal with it. Like I said, but if you look at what we've done currently, I mean, you'll appreciate, Ngamla, 1,163, we've processed 991. We are left with about now the minus 45 from the 172. Of course, we are doing something about it. It's not like we're sitting back. No, not at all.
All right. Thank you very much for your time. Good evening to you.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.